This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Yesterday, I talked about disease-resistant vegetables and how helpful that can be, especially for new gardeners. When you're starting out, the last thing you want is to have issues and become disappointed. For those of us in the gardening game a little longer, we may not always plant specifically with disease resistance in mind, but we should plan on rotating our crops. It's really the single easiest thing we can do to keep soil nutrients working for us and to help prevent disease. But what crops do you rotate with? In simple terms, divide your vegetables into three categories: root and bulb, think carrots, beets, potatoes, garlic, and onions; fruit and seed, think tomatoes, cucumber, beans, corn, peppers, and peas; and leaf and stem, think broccoli, celery, cauliflower, spinach, lettuce, and kale. This is not a complete list. The nightshade family includes potatoes, tomatoes, and eggplant. They are all susceptible to the same diseases and should not be planted in the same area. In other words, if you planted tomatoes in one spot last year, don't plant potatoes or eggplant in the same spot. I'll have more in-depth information on my website, gardenbite.com. Rotation is important for maintaining healthy soil. You want to follow heavy to medium feeders that draw a lot of nutrients from the soil, tomatoes, corn, cabbage, peppers, with either light feeders, such as carrots, beets, and onions, or heavy givers, like beans and peas, that will actually fix nitrogen in the soil and enrich it. For fertilizing, keep in mind what your plants need. Root, fruit, and seed vegetables need more phosphorus, also known as P, and potassium, also known as K. Leaf and stem veggies use more nitrogen, also known as N. Don't feel overwhelmed by this. Instead, use it as a guideline. And please send me your comments, questions, or suggestions. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.